Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The NFL season being back days away from NFL football that counts. And obviously Sunday, you have both the Jets and the Giants in action at 1 o'clock. Jets host the Steelers, Giants on the road in Washington. And for me, while I'm excited as anybody else, we're all football fans, we get it, the fantasy, the betting, the watching the games, whatever team you root for, cannot wait for that, doing the picks on Friday. Love football season, nothing better. I do think the expectations need to be brought down to a realistic level for both the Jets and Giants. It feels like... both fan bases are, to me, being a little unrealistic with the expectations for the upcoming season.
Well, I mean, listen, I know why you feel that way because, you know, it's been a lot of optimism here and neither team's really earned it. I mean, based on the roads and the, you know, the what they put us through for far too long here. But I don't think it's completely out of whack with where I think both of these teams will be unless, and I, you know, I haven't really quite heard this yet. Although you never know what we'll hear this week on the station. Like, if you're a Giant fan and you think that Jackson Dart's going to get in there week five and lead the Giants to, you know, a gaudy win total, I think that's a little much. If you think that the Jets are going to go 12-5 in Glen, like, that's much. But I just think it's been a fun, smooth, stable offseason, which has put both fan bases in a pretty good mood. You know, there's no nonsense, no, like, what's the clock on this coach? When's this guy going to get fired? When's that guy going to get benched? It just seems like there's more clarity going into the season for both teams, and I think that that's justified because I think the rosters are better, the depth is better, and I'm definitely more, we're both excited. I think the Jets and the Giants will pump out a couple of more wins each than you do.
Yeah, I just don't see any way, like, if you were to tell me the Jets would be a playoff team, I'd say, like, there's no chance. I just don't see any chance. But that doesn't mean they can't have a successful season. It's year one with Muji and Aaron Glenn, and the foundation is in place, and the floor should be raised. I want to see clean, consistent, disciplined, competitive football. Like, before you get to, they're going to win 9 games or 10 games and be a team that can mess around and get to the playoffs. Before you get there, can we see some consistent competition, competitiveness from the Jets? Clean those things up. And we haven't seen that in years, even with Robert Saleh, and they win, you know, 7 games a year. Okay, well, 7's not an awful win total in what would be year one of a new regime. So, but I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about doing it the right way because you can fall into some wins by accident and still not being being done the right way. So I think the pieces are in place. I just need to see it for the Jets. I don't look at them in the AFC in particular as being a playoff. I mean, the AFC is loaded up. So I can't say playoffs on the Jets, but nor do I think that they have to get there to be successful. Whereas the Giants, it's different. It's year 4. Dable, Shane, like they're all, their players are all here now. No more excuses. Daniel Jones not being forced on them. They got their young quarterback in waiting. They have a loaded defense. They got their draft picks. Go out there and win some football games. It went from 9 wins and a playoff to 6 wins and then 3 wins last year. Like, it's about time they start winning some games, and their schedule is brutal. And if they don't win the first 2 games, I think the Giants' season could turn quickly. The difference is they have the escape hatch where they just turn to Jackson Dart, and everybody forgets about the wins, because even now, fans are more concerned about Jackson Dart than they are about the Giants trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson happens to be a very capable, you know, former champion, future Hall of Famer who happens to be here. And he'll be better than Daniel Jones, but not good enough to keep Dart off the field all year. And listen, Giant fans should be excited about that. Dart looked very good, and he flashed a lot in the summer. But what is the difference here, Sal, outside of schedule? And I would have to really go back and look at the schedule, like the thought of the Giants' schedule in 2022 when they won 9 games.
Yeah.
So if we look at track record, the reason why it's hard for you or others who think maybe I'm a little bit too optimistic with the Jets and the Giants going in is because of the track records. It's all based on that. Like a lot of people say, well, the Yankees will figure a way to make the playoffs because they usually do. I don't really wrap myself up in that, but I understand why some people gravitate to that thought process, because you are associated with either wins or losses, and the Giants, a lot of losses lately. But before the 9-win season, they were 4-13, they were 6-10, they were 4-12, they were 5-11, they were 3-13. So there was zero evidence that they had the right coach, the right quarterback. They had nothing tangible that led us, if we go back to what you were saying on the overnights and what I was saying to Tiki back in 2022, I thought they were going to be terrible.
Same thing. But it was year one of a new regime, and I'm thinking, okay, let's see what you have here. Maybe win 6 games, whatever it may be, but you want to see that the proper pieces are in place. They went out there and won 9 games, and maybe it was the worst thing that could happen, because then the expectations got raised, and they fell flat on their face the year after that with Daniel Jones leading the way, with the injuries, whatever you want to say. But now they actually have to show me some wins. I still don't believe. I believe in Dable. I don't believe that this Giants team can win a lot of games with the way that their schedule lays out. And plus, they haven't done it before. So before I say that they're going to do it, I'd like to actually see them do it.
No, I get it. But that's why when you say they haven't done it before, that's why I bring up the 2022 season, because those 5 or 6 seasons before it
proved to be the outlier.
No question. But that's a different conversation. I'm talking about like this year. Could there be some wins? Could there be some promise? And Aaron Glenn just said something. I saw it during the break where, and it's a perfect answer. He was asked about what we're talking about. Maybe we can find them. Maybe Hoff can play it for us at some point before we get out of here, where he was, you know, what should Jet fans expect? What do you, you know, what's the thought process for Jet fans this year? And he said it was great. He said, I just want Jet fans to be proud of us at the end of the year.
Yes.
Smart answer.
Love it.
Don't get wrapped up in the weeds, playoffs, Super Bowl. Don't give us the nonsense. Well, we're here to win the Super Bowl, even though that's the thought process for every team. But I thought it was a very realistic approach here.
I love that answer.
I do too. I mean, the more I think about it, as soon as I saw it, I loved it. I love it even more as I actually said it on the air. It's perfect. And even he was even asked about Rodgers, like, what did you see on film from Rodgers last year? He took a pass at that. Aaron Glenn, to me, has shown the ability in a very small sample to really like redirect the energy and what could be a potential story or like a little combustibility. Like, he just disarms everybody. Like, I just think he's great with how he handles the media. So I think it's a good tone setter. And I think that Dable's learned a lot here. I think that both men, for different reasons, with different rosters, have a chance to be, certainly from a Jets perspective, on the periphery of a wild card early December, late November, and the Giants to squeeze out a couple of wins earlier than maybe some people think.
That's where I disagree. Why does it have to be about the playoffs from a Jets perspective?
Doesn't have to be. Okay. I'm just saying that I don't think it's as unrealistic. I'm not judging Aaron Glenn.
I got you.
If Aaron Glenn doesn't make the play, no way. That is just pure idiocy. What I'm saying is, it's not the it could wind up being the destination or the result, but it's not like that's not in my GPS. No way. That's unfair.
You have that quote there, Ha, from Aaron Glenn. Let's listen to it. Go ahead.
Define a successful season.
What would define a successful season? I want to be a team to where the fans will look up and say, we're proud of that team. And if they say that, I'll be happy. I'll be happy because within that, I know that wins will come.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it is a perfect answer. It's kind of what I'm saying without saying it perfectly the way that he did, where I want to see a team that plays sound, smart football consistently and is competitive week in, week out. We haven't seen that with either team.
Yeah.
And that's a team that you can be proud of. And at the end of the year, if you're 6-11, you say, you know what? We fought hard. We won a lot of these games. The foundation is in place. We cleaned up the lack of discipline, all that stuff. We're going in the right direction, even if it is 6 or 7 wins. But a team that you can be proud of, where in years past, it's like, God, these teams stink. Yeah, they have all the talent in the world, but they're not very good. Giants, I do think, is a different level.
I agree. Yeah. I think the Jets and the Giants analysis is a little different. Yeah. I do. I'm with you on that. I think, Sal, that the last time, based on what Aaron just said, I think the last time I was actually proud of the Jets was probably 2015 when they didn't make the playoffs. Now, I didn't love the way it finished there. When they lost up in Buffalo, but they won 10 games, and Decker and Marshall, 1,000 yards each, and Fitzpatrick had a good year. Like, I honestly think that that's the last time I felt good. Now, it ended in misery, because if they win, they're in. It's 11 wins, and you're a playoff team. But there hasn't been a modicum of pride, not a speck of pride for the Jets' perspective. The Giants, at least more recently, have had that going back to 22 and winning a row playoff game.
The only thing I would say, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, and maybe it's now certainly hindsight, at the time it wasn't this way, but in 2023, when Rodgers goes down and they still find a way to win 7 games, for a franchise that hasn't won 7 games a lot in their history, with the starting quarterback who the whole team was built around, going down in the dramatic fashion that he did, to win 7 games that year, not awful. Now, I know in and out, we were disappointed because you still thought they could be a playoff team. But I don't think that was a team to be embarrassed of. That was a team that just had all their hopes shot on the first play of the year.
Yes, but that is different than saying that I walked around with pride that year. Because what I was learning in real time was that Zach Wilson wasn't the guy. Even if I didn't want to admit it right away. You know, so like, and then like even Robert Saleh, just I defended him about as long as you could, but there were signs there like.
Defense was overrated.
The defense was always overrated. Never got a late stop, and the things that I thought they'd be good at, they weren't. So no, they squeezed out 7 wins and they beat the Bills the night that Rodgers got hurt. So like, at least you had a little flicker of hope there, but pride, I did not have pride that season, no.
NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Evan is in Astoria. What's up, Evan?
Hey, what's
up?
Well, I got a Jackson Dart prediction. I think we're looking at, and I don't think this is what anyone would do. I think that given the coaching situation, like how long they are trying to keep their jobs, I think if the Giants are 0-3 and then they're facing the Chargers, who are certainly not an easy team, I think that's, if they're 0-3, that's when Jackson Dart's going to get the call. And it's really not what I would suggest doing, but that's, I just think that's going to work out.
Yeah but not if Wilson's playing
I agree that it is too early. I'm saying I think that's when they pull the trigger, because that's when people are going to start calling for it, and they don't have as
much. Well, then that's stupid.
They don't have as much as slack.
Okay, well, then the Giants haven't learned a damn thing in this decade and a half, basically, of a comedy of errors here. What the Giants can't do, thanks for the call there, Evan. I know what you're saying. You don't agree with it. You're telling us what you think they will do, so I'm not coming at you. But if the Giants just cave into public sentiment because they started 0-3, then they're dumb. And they have not learned a damn thing, because now they're reacting to the fans and they're putting a young man who might not be ready, or the O-line might not be ready. That would be stupid.
There's no way they're doing that.
I don't think so.
There's no way. Now, the fans are calling for it already.
Some are.
The fans are calling for it in the preseason.
Yeah, I know.
So you know what's going to happen if they lose one of these first two games, or both these first two games. Yeah, 0-3, then it's going to be even more so. But they're not. You can't go with that and get away from the plan after 3 weeks. I mean, the earliest, realistically, to me...
Let's go through it. I got the schedule up. Yeah. I've had a couple of thoughts on this. I got 2 spots.
The earliest for me, we've done this a couple of times, but now is the season's actually here. Yep. We're ahead of week one. Might as well go over it now. The earliest to me that the Giants would pull the trigger for Jackson Dart would probably be week 11. Now, that would be the earliest. I'm not saying that I would do that, but I think that that's the earliest. You want to tell me that week 14 after the bye week? Maybe that's more realistic. I would put it this way. I think definitively week 14, you're going to see Jackson Dart. Because I don't think the Giants are going to be good enough before that to justify holding him off. So I'm going to say by week 14, the Giants' season will be effectively over as far as a playoff spot, and that's when Jackson Dart's going to go. But I don't think under any circumstance it would be earlier than week 11.
Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, the Giants could be 0-3 just based, again, on the last call there. But Russell Wilson could have, you know, I've just thrown 7 touchdowns and 1 pick and doing his job, and the defense is getting gashed or whatever. The O-line's a mess or whatever it might be. So I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios. One I think would be reckless and foolish and way premature and counterproductive. That would be week 5 at New Orleans. I've heard some Giant fans saying, I wouldn't do it. There's no way I'm doing that. That's a desperation move because it's a game that they could be favored in depending upon how they look.
You can have them face the Eagles and Broncos the next 3 weeks.
Especially since the Eagles game is in prime time, and then you got to go to Denver with the altitude, then you got to go to Philly. No, I'm saying I'm not. But what I'm saying is that I week 1, 2, 3, or 4 to me are completely off the table. Even if they're 0-4 and they look heinous, I'm not doing week 5. And I don't think that they would. I think what I would do would be week 10 in Chicago. You know, it's
on the road.
Yeah, okay. It's still, it's not like it's late December in Chicago. The weather shouldn't be frigid. You're not throwing them out there to the wolves. I don't think Chicago's going to be that good. You know, and then depending upon how that goes, you know, now you have you come back, you play Green Bay, which is not going to be very easy, but at least you're home. But I don't even really think that necessarily happens. I do believe it's after the bye, but for me, at least the one that would be a sound, pragmatic decision and not forced and rushed and sloppy and dangerous, week 10 at Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, you want to, let's paint worst case scenario, lose to the Commanders, lose to the Cowboys, lose to the Chiefs.
Yep.
Lose to the Chargers, or whatever. They split the Saints and Chargers games, however that happens. So they would be
1-4.
1-4. Lose to the Eagles, 1-5. Yep. Lose to the Broncos, 1-6. Lose to the
Eagles. They could beat the Broncos. You can't tell you. They can't put Bo Nix in a cycle. They can make Bo Nix
with that defense.
I'm just saying the Jets almost beat the Broncos last year.
Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Out of those first 8 games with Eagles again, let's say they win 2 games, 2-6.
Okay.
That's not worst case scenario because I think it actually could be worse. But let's say they're 2-6 there.
Mm-hmm.
Niners at home, you know, 2-6 is not going to get it done, is it? At 2-6, they're not going to Jackson Dart.
I wouldn't do that, especially that week 9, as you say, the Niners. That's a 1 o'clock early kick, 3 hours early. Niners coast to coast.
I'm not doing that.
I'd play Russell Wilson that game as well.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying that even with the worst case scenario, I can't envision. Now, if they lost the Niners and Bears game, different story against the Packers, you know, at home. I could see that being a softer landing spot, but I think more realistic, we're not going to see Jackson Dart until post bye week.
Okay, now.
And then I would say not only until, I think that is when we're going to see him, because I do think the Giants are going to lose more than they're going to win, which is going to set up the old conversation. It's going to be Dart.
Yeah.
Bye week, get things set. Jackson Dart's going to be our starter moving forward.
I think that's a pretty good roadmap there, and I don't really completely disagree. I might be a little bit earlier with that Bears game in week 10 here, but here's the other wrinkle. We got to throw this in. What if Russell Wilson gets hurt?
Well, I think they're going with Jameis, though.
Well, I do too, but don't you think that they'd be more or less married to Jameis than they are Russell, or the same thing?
I don't. I think that the plan is win games with Russell Wilson as our starter, Jameis Winston as the backup. Dart is a separate conversation, different type of season.
What if Jameis is throwing pick sixes like he always does?
Because
Russ is not doing that. Russ might not win, but Russ is not going to embarrass himself like Jameis could.
Then they'll get to a point where I don't think they're going to go to Jameis. I don't think they're going to Jameis unless Russell gets hurt. I think he's going to be there as a backup.
I agree, but that's why I say, what if Russ gets hurt?
I think it's going to be Jameis,
okay,
and it'll be his show until post-bye week.
Where I would disagree.
I still don't think you see Dart start any time before week 11.
Now, listen, I mean, it's just a conversation, or who knows, but at least to me, there's a stability, and I like Jameis. I think he's good for the quarterback room, and I think he's bringing something to the table, and I love his moxie, but you know, Russell Wilson is not going to throw multiple pick sixes or throw 5 picks in a 2-game span, I don't think. You know, Jameis Winston, highly capable, and I almost expect him to do that if he plays up for a couple of games in a row. They're not going to put up with that. It's why one thing to put up with maybe a bit of a benign offense, but Russell's not, he's not great, he's not terrible. If Russell goes down early and gets hurt and Jameis goes in there and he's throwing it to the wrong team, that's a dangerous combination because you can't run that slop out. That's what will change the way the Giants are perceived if it's that ugly.
Ian is calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. What's up, Ian?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening, buddy?
So I'm a lifetime Jets fan. And I agree with what you're saying earlier about them have just been like a decent season, like Aaron Glenn's, you know, just having a season to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not here and they're not, like you said, kind of not looking worth the play.
Your line's worse than your football team in North Carolina. Yeah, give us a call back from a better line, Ian, but we appreciate you checking in. Yeah, for Jeff and I think you should be. It's just they're two different seasons. When you're going into a year with the fourth year of a regime with Shane and Dable, it's totally different evaluation than it is with the Jets with year one of a new regime. That's just the facts. And with the Giants, it's kind of, even within the fourth year, BT, it's kind of a split year where that the first part of the year is going to be year four. Let's see what you can do. Veteran, you know, you brought in your players on defense, veteran quarterback. Let's see them win some games. But they also had that safety valve of Jackson Dart saying, okay, well, this plan didn't work. Now we've got Jackson Dart. And that's going to be the tale of the two seasons. Maybe they're hoping that they don't have to have Jackson Dart start at all this year, see how much success they could have with Russell Wilson. But you'll know it when you see it with the Giants and Dable and Shane with their team this year definitively. With the Jets, it's just year one.
I'd be surprised if Russell doesn't score some points with that offense. I mean, obviously, Andrew Thomas has to play. Andrew Thomas gets hurt. If he gets hurt again like he always does, and I hope he doesn't, well, then all bets are off and the season's probably down the tubes. I said, I don't know if you were here or one of the days that we weren't together right before the holiday, I think he's the most indispensable, most important football player in New York. More than the quarterbacks, more than anybody. That includes the Jets and the Giants. It's Andrew Thomas. So if he's healthy, you know, between Neighbors and the trio of receivers, and I think they'll be able to run the ball pretty well, and the defense should be really good, at least to pass rush front seven. I think Russ can score some points, win some games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I could go there with Thomas because I don't know if I could trust he's ever going to stay healthy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. He's the most, like, if he gets hurt, I don't think there's another injury for either team that would adversely impact the team more than if Andrew Thomas gets hurt again for the Giants. And it's not even close,
and
I don't think.
And that's a big, part of the lack of quality quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Usually you'd point right to the quarterbacks, but yeah, if Russell Wilson gets hurt, like, what's the difference, really? The Giants weren't going to win many games anyway. I don't want to say you want to see him get hurt, but a lot of fans rather see Jackson Dart. If Fields get hurt, it's going to be a problem if Justin Fields gets hurt, but is it really that big of a difference in a drop-off from Tyrod Taylor?
No. There is one situation, and we don't even really need to expand on this, but there is one situation we did not incorporate. Hope this doesn't happen. Russell plays poorly or gets hurt. Jameis plays poorly or gets hurt. Jackson Dart gets out there on the field and doesn't play well. Like, we have not incorporated that because he had a good summer. Yeah. Now, I like him. And I think they did a bold move drafting him, and I do think that Dable's going to coach him up, and he looks to have enough tools. He is very impressive. But it was the summer against vanilla-based defenses without blitzing and like that. Because we keep saying, well, at least they have Dart. When the season goes awry, Jackson Dart will change the prospects of the season. What if he doesn't?
Yeah, well, I mean, that'll be another conversation I think we are going to have later in the year when Jackson Dart takes over as a starter. Then it's going to be, okay, well, now he's starting. Now is he any good or not?
Wow.
Adam Schefter tweeting out about 8 minutes ago now. Giants week one depth chart lists Jackson Dart as Russell Wilson's backup QB2.
Wow.
So let's have the conversation again.
Forget everything we just said. Start now.
Because that does change my thinking on things. Now, not as far as Dart going to be named the starter. I still don't think that's something they're itching to do anytime soon. However, now you could always still have, in the event of an injury, they just have Jameis Winston start and leapfrog. It doesn't mean that you're going to have Dart start immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little surprised by this, that Dart would be QB2, which means maybe they're more willing to have him get into game action sooner than later. I was thinking more, okay, just have him for the most part until the season's over or next year. Maybe that's not the case.
This is very interesting. It shows that they've got a lot more confidence in where he is than even we thought. And we knew, or certainly surmised, that there was a good amount of confidence there. Okay, so I remember saying right before camp started, and I wonder if this is the next step here, like, if you're going to have Dart, and he looks to be the right player.
You were saying cut Jameis.
Not about Jameis, but, like, why would you have QB3 if it was Dart, which we all thought it would be going into the season, and obviously during the summer? Why would you have him be QB3 when QB2 is barely getting any reps in practice? It's all going to be QB1. So, to me, that would just kind of retard his development from a practice perspective if he was the third quarterback, Dart. And now, since it's the other way, now what I would say is, well, probably do the right thing by Jameis and maybe cut, trade Jameis or whatever and let him go play football. I take him on the Jets as a backup, actually. Yeah. The other thing,
if
so that
he's
was the
unhappy,
first thought.
Because if I'm the Giants, I'd still like to keep Jameis and his personality and leadership and veteran experience, all that.
Yeah,
I want to keep him in a room, but if he's not happy.
I do too, but I read something, and who knows, I saw something over the weekend where, and it wasn't like that there was a problem, but there was a little. I don't want to overstate this, so I'm not trying to make a big deal out of this, but I'm not trying to misrepresent the situation at all. But there was I don't want to use the word contentious, but I will, like, a little bit of a contentious exchange between Neighbors and Jameis, and wherever I saw it, they were talking about how that's a lot of energy from those two young men, which is a good thing. But when one of them's not the starter, is it worth it? So, I don't know. Maybe this is their way of eventually moving on from Jameis earlier than some people thought. The other thing, too, is if you're the number two quarterback, does that tell us that there might be some sub-packages starting early in the season
for
Jackson Dart, which we saw Brian Daboll throw him in there in the middle of the game. We're like, oh, and then we all thought, like, I guess that's it for Russell Wilson. Then the next – and he completed the pass. Then the next snap, Russell Wilson came back in. He wanted to see where he was mentally, and there was a lot of checkpoints that Jackson Dart passed this summer with his eyes shut in a favorable way.
I could see that being the case, but that's a big difference than having him being ready to potentially start a game sooner than later. What happens? So now we'll go over the hypothetical again. What happens if the Giants start 1-5? You're telling me that now you're not going to consider going to the backup, the future of the franchise? If he's already QB2 and you're going to have him in games in certain packages, which I believe was the case from the beginning.
Yep.
But I always thought it was just going to be a one-off. All right, get him some game action, not do it all the time, even as QB3. I did not think that they would want Jackson Dart to start this early. The fact that he's QB2 and going to be taking all those reps, I do think now he's closer to starting. Well, I mean literally closer to starting because he's QB2 than if he were QB3, but maybe it can happen sooner than I was looking at beyond that bye week or week 11 with the Packers.
I don't think there's any doubt that we have to adjust for whatever it was seven minutes ago.
Yeah, right.
And I brought up that Saints game, which is week 5 in New Orleans. And now
still,
that
you got the Eagles and Broncos after that.
Like, but they know that. Yeah. They know who they have, and we know who they have, and we know that it's daunting. And I'm sure they do as well. The fact that he's quarterback number 2 going into the season opener tells me that they're not nearly as alarmed about the treacherous schedule, the things that we seem to be a little bit more consumed with. They evidently think the young man can handle it.
Or that they're not as married to Russell Wilson. Now, Dable did say Russ is our starter. Okay, great. We understand that. So he's going to be the starting quarterback. But if something goes wrong, you know, whether it be injury or whether it be just poor performance or stale performance or whatever, then from this move, now I don't feel like they're as married to the plan of Russ is our starter. We're going to have a veteran backup and just go the Kansas City model with Jackson Dart. To me, that's now out the window.
I agree with you.
Where it feels like Dart may be a hit away from being
he might be playing by early October. Honestly, it feels very different than it did a few minutes ago.
I'm shocked by that.
Do we give them – all right, so let's give them credit for having a plan, ultimately, and being proactive and aggressive. And let's see if that plan ultimately is right. But is there an element – where you think this is a little reckless on the part of the Giants?
No, I'm going to have to trust Dable to avert from the play. Hey, this is our plan, but we've been impressed with the kid so far. And again, he's not starting, nor should he for now.
But if Russ pulls a hamstring week one, he's playing.
Yeah.
He's in. He's on the field week one. Russ gets Denton. Go get him, kid. I mean, that's where we're at now. And
that's a scenario that, to me, it would be reckless.
Well, then you should view it as reckless as QB2.
Well,
quarterbacks get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, but there's no rule saying that you couldn't go with although James is not going to be taking the second team reps. Yeah, I get it. I just, like, if it happened, I'm envisioning Russ at least staying healthy or being somewhat productive through the first, you know, 7-8 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
In the event that it's not, now you're throwing a rookie to the Wolves. I don't know. Even if Dart looked like he could handle it in the preseason, it would not be the model that I would follow. But I'm going to trust Brian Dable in this spot saying that he knows what he's doing.
Yep.
But then they're going to be evaluated by how Dart, once he gets in there. See, to me, the definitive non-negotiable thing, you could say, well, Russell Wilson's supposed to be the starter, but now you're going to have Dart maybe sooner than later, whatever. Once you make the move to Jackson Dart, to me, that's it. He's your starter. I would never have him start, whether it be for injury or not, and then go back.
Oh, God, I'm with you.
Russ can lose the job due to injury. If he gets injured, Jackson Dart takes over. It's his team. That's it. This is the direction.
Yep.
So that's the one non-negotiable thing that I would have. I don't know if the Giants are going to have that in place or not, but that's what I would have. And then from there, then we can really fully evaluate what Jackson Dart's going to be with Brian Dable.
The only caveat is once you go to Dart, I'm with you that he should be the guy. But there could be a situation where he's swimming and you have to save him for the betterment of the future of the franchise. Like
Volpe.
Yeah.
Throw him some swimmies.
Nose plugs too, right? That would be a fireable offense. Like we're all of the mindset that there was some communication, Mara to Shane, to Dable, get your quarterback, the clock restarts a little bit of a reset, no pressure to do anything cavalier now. You don't have to win 9 games to get back here and get a fifth year. Just show progress, show stability, draft to somebody that you want, identify the kid in the draft, get him, coach him up, and show us some signs here. But if he goes out there and he looks completely overwhelmed, which I don't think he will, I'm just painting every scenario in real time, and he's overwhelmed, and the Giants keep running him out there, and it's getting, now it's counterproductive, well, then they could actually fire themselves.
Yeah.
Like, we think that they've got this, that they avoided the silver bullet.
But there's a
scenario where if they destroy the kid in the first 5 weeks of the season, and I'm John Mara, I'm like, yo, what the hell do you guys, what just happened here?
Maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm actually shocked. Just because I thought that they had a definitive plan, keep him at bay, let him learn, let him sit and watch. Winston's here for a reason.
Let's go.
Jackson Dart, QB2 already. Boldy is... N.A.? What happened there, Hoff? You want to let us know? We were told Boldy would be on at 12:40. What do we got?
So I was talking to Cam Schlittler on the line. No. I texted yesterday. I went through every single guest that we have to make sure and clarify that we are good this week.
Right, because next week, different full week, obviously, with this week, Labor Day, Monday.
I reached out to Costos, I reached out to Boldy, and there's a text and a response from Boldy. I said, tomorrow... 12:40, are you good to join to preview NFL?
Yes.
And he replied, yes.
Now, this was yesterday you sent this text.
12:21 yesterday.
Did you specify Eastern time?
Well, here's the thing with him is that he thought it was next week.
Okay.
And he said that he had to change his flight, so he just happened to... Everything was moving around, so he's about to take off right now.
Okay.
So.
Well, as we await the Jets and Giants result for week one, Hoff, 0-1.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And he's mad at me today, Hoff.
Why?
Because I didn't go hard enough about Soto with you.
What?
He wanted me to go harder on Soto. Hoff?
Yeah, you were soft today. That,
in what regard?
That's what I said. Well, I heard for the longest time that he couldn't hit 40 home runs because he's not batting behind Judge.
He wanted a piece of you today, Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
Or he wanted me to get a piece of you today for the Soto.
Well, it's your job. I'm sitting over here answering phone calls and doing my thing and screwing up guests.
I thought we handled the Soto thing just fine. I brought it up. We know the numbers. We see what's going on.
Yeah. I'm good.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the baseball stuff here.
As Soto stuff.
No balding. I mean, what?
I'm over it.
Oh, of course you're over it now. Oh, wait, now BT's over it. Before he was saying, Juan Soto, his numbers aren't really that good. I would never pay 15 years for him.
Funny that
he's not
good. I got a DM.
Oh, God almighty.
I got a DM today from somebody who will remain nameless that said, he sent me that tweet that I was telling you before about the 40 homers, 30 stolen bases, 100 ribbies.
Mm-hmm.
Could BT spin this?
And I said, I could, but I'm not going to. I mean,
I said, no way, it's over now.
I wouldn't do that because he is hitting incredibly well, but the stolen bases, let's face it, the Mets have the best first base coach of the business. The only time they get thrown out stealing is when the opposing pitcher picks them off.
Right.
Because that guy's amazing. They got everything timed down to a science. And it's like Juan Soto runs well all of a sudden. He just is the beneficiary of the great
timing.
Hey,
he had a triple yesterday.
Well, he told me to spin it. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he told me to spin it, you know? There's a spin. They got a great base coach.
I said there will be no spinning. We all acknowledge the greatness of Juan Soto at this particular point.
You know, and I also acknowledge it took him 2 months to get going. That's a fact.
Should we bring up Kyle Tucker's numbers?
He's red hot. You could. Actually, if there's ever a time to do it now. Finally, he got hot the last four games. He got benched. He got benched for three games. Did you know that?
Three games got benched.
Kyle Tucker got benched for three games, then he came back on a rampage.
Maybe the Yanks should take notes.
I am curious. Let me just look at Tucker's numbers because I remember the whole Tucker Soto thing. Yeah. And by the way, as you try to twist this and you two try to double team me and make me look like
that guy, what else is new?
What I would say is that, remember, just don't forget the genesis of the conversation. It was never who is a better hitter. It's who's a better all-around player.
Right.
I also saw Juan Soto take a step back on a little base hit flare to right field, but you know we don't really need to bring that up today because he's hitting very well. I mean, there's other things to branch into. Kyle Tucker right now, is this head-to-head? Is this updated? Please be updated. I don't know if it is.
Well, I got Soto's numbers here if you want.
Okay. I got Soto's, too.
They're embedded in my mind anyway. But
I know. What Tucker... We're not popping up, man. Tucker, Stats.
Oh, of course they're not popping up. Yeah.
Well, something wrong with the damn computer.
Listen, do the computers ever work around here? That's actually not my fault. Dude, by the way, he's basically got the same OPS as Juan Soto.
What does he have?
845.
Okay. 845.
Juan Soto is over 900.
I said basically.
No, that's not even close. Okay. Hold on, that's not even close.
That's my math.
Hold on. Let me ask a question. Anthony Volpe, when he's 666 OPS at the end of the season, is basically 700.
Well, I was going to get to Volpe.
I didn't say basically.
Okay, but you said 845.
Same neighborhood.
845 and 915, that's huge difference.
Same neighborhood.
75-point difference.
What about the batting average?
What is Tucker?
Plus 16 for Tuck.
You could have those. Yeah.
I don't know how many bases 16. He stole.
I was going to say, does he have those stolen bases?
He was, but honestly, he was benched. He was playing like gas for a month. He's got 25.
Yeah. All right, there you go. So stolen bases, similar.
Defense, I'm sure Tucker advantage.
Where is he at? All kidding aside, with homers, you have that up there?
21.
That's low.
He's low.
So I don't like
Tucker,
better
too.
We're
no question.
You know, obviously busting chops here.
Yeah, Soto's had a better year.
Can I give you the last 2 months real quick?
You're good.
Kyle Tucker. For the last 2 months, about 49 games, batting .225, OPS .689, 4 home runs, 18 RBIs. Juan Soto batting .254, .939 OPS, 16 home runs, 43 RBIs, 17 stolen bases.
Yeah.
I think the better comp would be Tucker and Volpe as opposed to Tucker and Soto.
So why are the last 2 months for Tucker applicable and the first 2 months in real time for Soto back then were not
as... we're just talking because you just said he's hitting now.
Let's just
I'm talking about now.
But I'm saying for all those revisionists out there, and there's a lot of them, who thought that Soto was amazing and obscuring or glossing over stuff. So if we reference 2 months of Tucker, let's continue to reference 2 months of Soto, which actually did happen.
The first 20 games...
I'm not even saying this show. I'm saying a lot of people.
There is a big difference, by the way. And all kidding aside, we're having some fun with it. There is a big difference, though, because people still get on me online when I'm saying, like, oh, 100 now. That's my new nickname, not Juan Soto, 100. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's just the guy who's been ripping them all year long. I don't know who you're listening to, but it's not me who's been ripping them all year long. Now, I was, if not the first, one of the first to rip him after 20 games, and that's because he wasn't doing anything close to what he should be doing after 20 games. So there's a big difference between holding somebody accountable for not doing what they're supposed to do and believing in somebody. Like, even while I was knocking him for his first 20 games, mm-hmm. We always knew Soto was going to. Now, I will say, even I did not think he was going to have this type of power year, especially with the way that he was starting out the year.
I didn't think he was going to finish with these numbers. I did not.
I mean, we both said without Yankee Stadium and Judge hitting behind them, is he going to have 40 homers?
Well, he never did it before, so why would we think that?
That's the point. And by the way, he still might not.
Citi Field fits him well.
The power numbers have been there. As a matter of fact, I'd sacrifice a little bit of the power numbers to have the better runners in scoring position.
Yep.
He's down. The only thing Soto's down with so far.
Wrist and average.
Average, yes. Wrist is probably back up now because he's been on
tear. Not for the whole season. I mean, he's been on a wrist tear.
Well, that's what I mean.
But that was 5 months of subpar wrist.
Understood, but this run is like, he's almost hitting 1,000 in the last 14 games. He's like 8-for-9 or something like that.
I'm curious, what is he with total wrist scoring position for the whole year?
Certainly can't be the worst in baseball anymore.
There's no way it's the worst.
225.
What?
225.
Yeah, and what was he, like 1-something?
He was 169 or 170. No doubt.
And think about this. As bad as he's been all year long, he's got 90 ribbies now. Imagine.
Yeah, but that doesn't impress me as much. Like, to me, you know, whether it's Juan Soto or Aaron Judge, like, the RBIs, you are a byproduct of what's in front of you, honestly. And, you know, while Lindor's had a little bit of an erratic year here and there, when he's been good, he's been great. When he's been cold, he's been a little chilly. You know, Juan Soto, for the most part, is getting up there with guys on base and a chance to do some damage.
Right. All right. But he's got 90. He's probably going to have 100 RBI. Like,
he should, though.
RBI
every three-hitter in baseball, 100. What is 100 RBI? There's guys with 100 RBIs now. See, this is where I'll start to push back again. You guys are telling me that he's going to get to 100 RBIs, and I agree. He's going to get there.
He should. He's got 24 games left.
No doubt. But there's also guys who are already there who aren't making nearly as much as him, and I don't just mean Aaron Judge.
Well, but it's not just the RBIs, so then we could have the conversation and go to the stolen bases, the walks, the runs scored, the home runs, like, who's got all of that? That's the issue, where there's not many people who do have that.
Well, and I would give you that. Where is he in terms of strikeouts based on previous totals?
Hold on. I just went out.
He's very high on that.
Like, compared to what he's done previously, right?
I think he's like, this
Mike
could
set an all-time high or no?
Going to be close to it.
Let me
put
see
that
here.
Can I ask you an honest question? Because you said, like, you know, the RBI total doesn't really make a difference to you because, you know, it's what a product is in front of you. So give me the exact number or the stat that you think is that I can evaluate and compare to other people.
Well, you know what it is. I've always, now, by the way, I'm not completely dismissing RBIs. I'm just giving some context that, you know, like Don Mattingly at 145, he had Ricky Henderson in front of him. When Ricky wasn't there, he never had that again.
Well, Judge,
that's the answer.
You could say Judge from last year, too, where Judge had 144 ribbies with Soto in front of him. He's got 97 this year.
But like, he also missed 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, 2 weeks. I mean, it's 2 weeks, but he's coming to work. How many ribbies is going to have in 2 weeks?
Well, he wouldn't have zero. I can promise you that.
I'll give you 20 more. How about that? He wouldn't have 20 ribbies, but I'll give you 20 more. Uh-huh. Even with that, he's coming nowhere close. He had 58 homers a year ago. He's got 43 this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just saying the other day, now Cal Raleigh has really come cooled down. I was making the case, and the odds now reflect the shift. Judge getting a little hot, Raleigh ice cold. I was saying the other day, I guess last week or so, that I think there's a conversation to be had. They both have the same record, talking about the MVP race, Raleigh and Aaron Judge. They have the same record just about. They're both going to be playoff teams. If Raleigh finishes with 61 home runs, which the day that I brought this up,
he should be the MVP.
I was having the conversation that I think that at that point, Raleigh would have to get the MVP.
I actually heard that.
I think it's unfair not to say that.
I'm with you. It's the Mariners. They never make the playoffs.
I don't even factor that in. Like, you shouldn't be penalized. That's not Aaron Judge's fault.
But I'm talking about the most valuable player to take a team that doesn't go to the playoff to do. If you take him off that team, they have no shot.
Yeah.
If you take Judge off the Yankees, they're still a playoff team in all likelihood.
They don't. I mean, the Yankees, even though they've got pitching issues, like, the Yankees have, what, 4 or 5 guys with OPSs over 800. I believe Seattle, outside of Rolling, only has one.
By the way, the one thing I was going to say about Soto, we agree that he's down on average, obviously. His career is 281. He's hitting 257. The other thing for me would be the lack of doubles, because he's got 16.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, he had 30, 32, 32, 31. The difference is, though, you can make up for some of those lack of doubles with the stolen bases, which is something he hasn't had before. But those are, like, there are still ways for Soto to improve. I think you'll probably see the power numbers, I would guess, come down a little bit next year.
Yeah.
But maybe the other stuff, the average goes up, the doubles go up, runners in scoring position average goes up.
Listen, dude, if Juan Soto stays here for the length of his contract, and who knows with the opt-out ability, we've gotten into that. We'll see what the Mets do, and then he gets $4 million more, whatever it is. But, you know, the thing about Juan Soto is that you can book it. He's going to have, you know, 4 or 5 years here that go down as all-time epic Mets seasons, and ones that are basically among the best in baseball without a doubt. You know, the only thing, I meant to add this too, Hop, because, you know, one of the things that he has always been positioned as is the on-base person, like that, the great eye, right? So, okay, I don't get too wrapped up, although I do point out the RBIs. I don't get too wrapped up. It's OPS for me,
yeah.
And that it's whatever else people use as your greatest asset. And Juan Soto's greatest asset has always been his historical ability to get on rate. His historical ability to get on base at a ridiculous rate. And he's still very, very high. But even with this tear, he's below 400 yep. on base percentage, which at this point is about 20 percentage points lower than he did last year with the Yankees, and even a couple of years before that. So that's not, there are areas that are up undeniably, stolen bases, etc. I don't worry about doubles, whatever. That's not a big concern. But the on base is taking a little dent too. And for the guy who's always been,
but he's still
the
third in the on league. Base.
I understand that. But, yes. But that's his best
right.
thing.
Right, and it's down a little bit.
It's down a little bit.
Third in the league, that's but down a little bit. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Too bad Baldy didn't join us. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll get back to the football calls and your baseball stuff on the other side.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.